from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, KJ Carson.
Here it is, swinging a pop-up into shallow right field. This should end it. Second baseman out, right fielder on. Who's going to get it? And it's the right fielder, Carroll, who ends the ball game. Well, the Red Sox do very little at the plate and fall to the Arizona Diamondbacks for the second straight day. The final, Arizona 4 and Boston 1.
Yes, dormancy again. KJ here on WEEI Red Sox Review. Red Sox lose to the Diamondbacks 4-1. No really different of a showing than what you saw last night in a 12-2 game. And sometimes you hear players say, man, some losing the close games are tougher than the ones where you get blown out. Well, the whole idea is when you get blown out, you should like at least score runs. And that barely happened last night. That didn't happen today. And so now the worst thing that could potentially happen with the Red Sox in a situation like this, especially during the stretch, is the bats go cold, considering the arms are in blizzard mode. So last night I actually joked, like, oh boy, 4 o'clock start, here come the shadows. And so you felt like, okay, things kind of just seem even. You're kind of disappointed with some of the defense that's going on. I'll get to some of that. We'll hear from Alex Cora shortly. But you felt like, okay, Zach Gallen wasn't overwhelming the Red Sox. It was almost like the Red Sox were overwhelming themselves. And then you get to the top of the fourth where you've got this double by Suarez. Here's the play.
Pitch is skied high and deep into left field. Ref Snyder is back at the track. He's at the wall. Would you believe it? It's high off the wall. It caroms past Ref Snyder. Duran plays it with the bare hand. Relay from Rafaela. Throw not nearly in time. It's a wall ball double, and it's 2-0 D-backs.
So here was crazy about the game. By this time, the shadows are gone. So you're like, all right, if you're going into the fifth, the Reds or the bottom of the fourth and into the fifth, you feel like at a two-run game, the Red Sox could wake the bats up. You don't have to worry about Gallen in the shadows, and he hasn't been dominating you. Like you, I mean, granted, again, you know, look, it wasn't one of those like, oh my gosh, he's just absolutely lights out. I just think that the Red Sox just were, just didn't seem aware. And that's what's so unfortunate. 617-779-7937, text line 37937. The Red Sox are trying to avoid the sweep tomorrow. And what's happening now, like the Twins game is just getting underway. They're 4 ahead. The Royals have really gone on the tear. They're 5 ahead, and they're the second spot. They're a game ahead of the Twins. They get ready to play the Phillies here. I mean, you could wake up tomorrow, and tomorrow's game could determine whether the Red Sox are now potentially 5 games out of the wild card. And now the conversation is, how do you necessarily make up that room? 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Your thoughts on today's game, Red Sox lose 4-1 to the Diamondbacks. Right now, it's time to trend. I gotcha.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everything Boston Red Sox. This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Infield pinch toward the middle. The pitch. Swing and a drive to left field. Hit pretty well. Back goes Gurriel. It's over his head. It's low off the wall and rolls away. It's going to score the runner from first base. Yoshida pulls up with a wall ball double. Gurriel went back, but it was not high enough for him to reach. He hit low off the wall by the American League scores, and Yoshida with a wall ball double. The Red Sox have hit a couple of shots to break up the shutout bid, and now the tying run is on deck.
Red Sox Review on WEEI. It's KJ, and that is the Nissan highlight of the game. Let's just face it, folks, there was only 1 of 5 hits to put up there, and probably a close second nomination is Jarren Duran taking the Green Monster to the face. Remember, hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today. Red Sox lose 4-1, looking to avoid the sweep tomorrow, and more importantly, looking not to go underwater or upside down if they get sweep tomorrow. All right, let's go to Wally. Wally, thanks so much for calling WEEI. You're on Red Sox Review.
Yeah, what's up, AJ? It don't look good for that third wild card right now. I mean, you know, you went to Houston, you won 2 out of 2, but Arizona is a good club. You have to give them credit. They've got the pitching. Maybe they'll trade us Zach Gallen next year. But you look at the 2 runs, I think they scored well without a hit. I mean, that really killed us today, but what are you going to do? We're just not hitting, we're not pitching. You know, we don't have the pitching to start pitching, for one thing. But you look, everyone says the schedule now is easier. There's no guarantee we're going to win 8 or 9 in a row. We're going to sweep Toronto and Detroit. But you can't keep losing the game every day. Like I said, it could be, you know, one of the nails in the coffin could be tomorrow if they sweep us. But Arizona is just a good team. I mean, you know, we just can't win at home. That's the main line, and that's the bottom line. We can't win at home. We have a lousy record at home. Teams can't wait to come to Fenway Park and beat us.
Wally, thanks for the call. And if he ever wants to remember Wally, AJ is my father. KJ, who I am, is just like saying the alphabet backwards. That's an easy way to remember. But Wally's absolutely right. I think if there's going to be a, if you have to write a paragraph about what happened in this season, and it does kind of feel like what didn't happen or why it didn't happen when it felt so close, is it because it's because of what's happened at home. The Red Sox record at home is so bad. The only teams that have a worse record at home, watch this, the Angels, the White Sox, and the Florida Marlins. That's you're like, wait, yeah, let me say that again. The only teams that have a better record at a worse record at home than the Red Sox are the Angels, the Florida Marlins. Well, I mean, yeah, the Angels, the Florida Marlins, and the White Sox, who have the worst record I've ever seen. They may have 100 losses by Wednesday. So here on the other side of that ledger, the Red Sox are the most wins on the road. So again, this is what really bothered me about today's game. I'm going to call them pass balls. I know two of them wild pitch. One was a pass ball with Connor Wong. In those situations when you know that you have a pitcher who has downward action for one of their better pitchers, which is Cutter Crawford with his splitter, you've got to know they're going to be, guess what, pitches in the dirt. You cannot try to backhand these things. You cannot try to catch it with an arm. You've got to get that body in front. And you almost wonder, with those three balls that got past the catcher, whether they were wild or pass balls, how does the complexion of the game change, considering this was only a 4-1 game and it was a 2-0 game going into the fifth? These small things happening at home just makes you wonder, what's the disconnect? The fans are there, right? Like, I can understand if you had some of the things that were going on earlier in the season when other teams were having more fans show up. Who was it? I forgot which weird team it was. You're like, they got more of them here. It might have been Seattle early. I can't remember who it was. But you had other teams with bigger fan bases coming up. That's not happening anymore. The home field advantage is there. The people are there. You know, I don't get it. I can't think of when I've seen a situation where you've had a team that's in a playoff hunt, that's amazing on the road, but completely bad at home. The only thing I think is kind of like weirder than that is the person who throws left-handed and bats right. That's just the weird, like, you're left-handed, but you bat right? Like, you don't bat, like, you switch it? No, you bat right. So how do you, this is why it feels like it's too late. I think we're down to like 15 games the Red Sox have on the road, and the remainder are at home. And so you feel like, okay, if they could turn it around at home, okay, great. But what happens if they start having slippage on the road, even though they've been they're the best road team in the league? I would expect there would be some slippage on the road because you've overachieved on the road, but you've super underperformed at home, and you don't have as many chances at home as you do on the road. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. We'll hear from Alex Cora at 7:30. Let's go to Carl in Lawrence. Carl, thank you so much for calling Red Sox Review. You're on the air.
It's KJ. How are you, bud?
Good, Carl. Thanks for the call.
Hey, are you the same KJ that was DJ for years?
Say that again.
Are you the same KJ that you were a DJ for years?
Yeah, I've been a DJ for years, and yes, I did mornings, but yeah, your Red Sox thoughts. Yes, that's I.
Yeah, yes, sir. Well, this is the name of the song. People forget. This team is that team we played today is 13-32 since the 1st of June. They're about the hottest team in baseball. Ironically, they're 13th in pitching with like a 4.4 ERA, but they have wicked defense. So, I mean, this is a top-level team that could possibly go all the way like they did last year from the wild card. And it's going to happen from time to time. The question is can we rebound? And the other question is, I think when you're on the road, you're normally less distracted by all the other things that we're connected to as people and not just a player. I think you're more focused on the road. It just seems like this team is on a hot streak and really hot. It doesn't take away the fact that if we can get the same attitude at home that we do on the road and start winning at home, that would be a really good adjustment, like you're saying, because that's a really unique quirk we witnessed this year, and there's a definite reason. A quick point also, I keep asking for the Cora computer curve clocker. When our pitcher yesterday gets to the sixth inning and falls off the ledge, they should have a track on his pitching. And when they see that the couture and the velocity and the movement is gone, you got to yank him. There seems to be a preventative medicine that Cora can figure out. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet. That's Cutter Crawford's M.O.
Carl, thanks so much for the calls, and thanks for the previous recognition. Nico, he smoked me up. Yes, I used to be a morning guy. I think I'm the only other morning guy on WEEI that was a morning guy somewhere else in the market. You just hear it on weekends. Like, is that him? Didn't he used to play like Luther Vandross at one time? Yes. But yeah, he's absolutely right. And the only thing that I would have a kind of a point, counterpoint with Carl is, it's one thing to count pitches, and then it's another thing to look at where you are in the inning. Right, so if this was a pitching staff that could get batters to commit to swinging at pitches 1-2, or let's say you get to the third pitch, if you're clearly in the strike zone or near the strike zone, that batter is more likely going to go after that pitch, not wanting to put themselves down in the count, or they feel like they're going to best get a pitch that they can hit. They've seen what you're working with. I think part of the problem is these pitchers can get deep into counts just because they're not even close to the plate on the first two pitches. So when you're looking at a guy who's 70, 80 pitches or 80, 85 pitches, but it's the top of the fifth, and you're like, okay, I need this guy to get to the sixth, and maybe if he can just get through this inning, what we've just been finding out is these guys have, let's just call it what it is, routinely not passed these tests, D's and C's and some F's. And then when you're getting to the bullpen, I mean, Bernardino was burned ball four today. It was just like, wow, like between him and Sips, it's like four straight walks. And you're like, okay, these guys are supposed to be on point as soon as you put them in the game because you're coming off of a situation where your starter was starting to leak oil. 617-779-7937. I'll get to more of your calls here shortly. Let's go to Alex Cora.
Did a good job. Gave us five. You know, we got the big out with the pick right in the fifth, and then he was able to get the lefties. So, you know, good enough. The bullpen was rested, so we were very aggressive with them. We didn't throw strikes in that inning and put us in a bad spot. But overall, he was good.
How many gallons so effective?
Moving the ball around, changing speeds, using his curveball, letting counts. We had some tough at-bats, but we weren't able to finish it.
Was that stretch where you had four walks and a wild pitch in the span of 5 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, at this level, we cannot do that, obviously. You know, we had the right matchups. It just didn't work out.
Tristan just fighting time in business and so much time.
We didn't talk about that in Houston. So, yeah. Right? I mean, that guy's really good. You know, he made some pitches. He dotted a few fastballs. He used his breaking ball, you know, so he'll turn the page and be ready for tomorrow. That's for sure.
I'm still looking good for him, yeah.
Yeah. He should be in the lineup.
What have you been seeing from Garcia? He's kind of envisioned a lot better recently.
I think the fastball is playing now. He's using it in different spots. His off-speed pitches are good, but I think, you know, you see the velo of the fastball is 99, 98, 99. You have to make a decision right away, and he's using it in different spots. So happy to see that. You know, we're going to need him. We will. We're going to need everybody in the bullpen. So, but for him to kind of like turn the page or turn the corner, that's good for us.
What do you think was the difference between this series and the previous one for you guys in terms of success, I guess.
I mean, the pitch, I mean, those guys are very good. You know, like what they do is, it's not against us, it's against everybody. It's a different type of pitching, too, different angles. They change speeds. You know, they don't give in. You know, you have to be very stubborn in the zone. And they have made pitches. You know, I don't know how many strikeouts looking we had yesterday, but they made pitches. And today, he expanded with us. And, you know, like, they're really good at what they do. That's probably one of the best teams in the big leagues right now in the National League.
How big is their defense? Just the plays that they make up in the middle.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're very athletic. That's what they do. They run the bases well. They put good at bats. It's a complete team, you know. And, I mean, that play by Guillerme, that was amazing. You know, just remind me of Robbie Alomar, to be honest with you. Just lay out and then turn and put in the money. That was a great play. The double play, they turn. That was good, you know. And they still missing their best player. So that's a really good team.
You kind of stayed out there talking with them. You came out together. What was that kind of conversation?
As a hitter, what you want is for him to check. That's it, you know, and that's what I told him. I said, hey, us as hitters, you know, if you ask the umpire a third, we're good with it. So.
All right, that's Alex Cora. And I agree. Look, if you're not getting those pitches across the plate for strikes, it's going to cause problems. That's what you ended up seeing. And shout out to him for mentioning Robbie Alomar, the original Haktua. I'm sorry. 617-779-7937, text line 37937, KJ Red Sox Review. Let's go to Larry in Dedham. Larry was at the game. Larry, hopefully you're traveling safe or you're on the tee and you're able to at least stand up for only two stops, but you're on the air.
Well, the team stinks. That's what I came away with. That was my conclusion. Alex Cora is so lucky to have signed that contract. That's not his fault, but this team is awful. I was hoping that they were going to turn the corner, but no, they're going downhill. They have six walks, three wild pitches, very few hitting. I thought it was going to be a no hitter there when I left it in the seventh inning, and it's just an awful team. They're even worse than mediocre. They're an awful, awful team, and I feel terrible that I spent money to actually go to this game today.
That's Larry, thanks. Larry, thanks for the call. You would feel worse if you bought a video game system and your wife found out you used the joint account. That could be worse. But look, at this level, there should not be, and I'm going to call it what it is, three pass balls. If you know your guy throws a splitter, you've got to be ready, or there's got to be some type of conversation saying, you know, be ready. And maybe it tips off batters when you suddenly drop down to two knees. Like, okay, this guy's ready to block something. But the pass balls, the excessive walks, he's absolutely right. If you took someone who knew nothing about the game of baseball and you would say, how close do you think you watch today's game? How close do you think they are away from the playoffs? You probably say, they might say, oh, I don't think they'll be there. Or maybe if they get some more people there, maybe they would be better. But you tell them, it's like, hey, you know, if they turn some things around, they end up in the playoffs. They go, oh, wow. It is kind of shocking to see out there considering this team is still in the hunt for the wild card. Is outperforming the metrics that baseball has, what they thought they would be and what they are. They're a couple games better than what they were thought they would be. I think that's because of the games they've run on the one on the road. It's probably the two games they won in Houston. That's the difference. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Carl. Carl, thanks so much for calling WEEI. You're on Red Sox Review.
Hey, good evening.
Thanks for the call.
Taking the call.
You got it.
So when we look at the Red Sox struggles at home, I mean, it doesn't take much to figure out the simple fact that they're left-handed top-heavy. I mean, their home park is designed for a right-handed hitter, prototypically. And you're so left-handed top-heavy, right now you are. And then, to make matters worse, your three top prospects, who everyone thinks are going to be the saviors, all three of them are left-handed hitters. It's time to mix things up. You got to go get some right-handed power. And you got to get a right-handed hitter that can hit for a quality average and drive some runs in. You got no protection for Rafi Devers.
None.
You know, and he's your best hitter. And again, he's left-handed. You are way left-handed top-heavy. And in a game where, you know, the analytics are so, you know, these teams, they play everything so close to the vest and they make these decisions, they're getting shut down. And they're just way left-handed, top-heavy. That's the issue.
Yeah, Carl, thanks for the
call. Got to mix it up.
Yeah, Carl, thanks for the call. I agree. Tyler O'Neill's been day-to-day, right? And so you would say Ref Snyder is not. Well, here's the thing. Anytime you put a right-hander in there, you would probably say, hey, can you get a ball about 70 feet in the air, 300 feet out? If you do, good things can happen. Look, the reason why I played the Nissan highlight of the game as Yoshida's hit to left, to left center, was because A, it was a shot to left center, B, it scored the only run, and C, thank God it wasn't a 4-3 ground out. So Carl's right. You know, and obviously it's not something that's going to be addressed overnight, but you have to be able to use the tools that you have, right? There's no backing up the Green Monster. It's not suddenly, hey, they redesigned it and they've pushed it, 50 feet back. You know, that's not the case. You know, when Carl was talking, I was thinking about, gosh, think about what this park did for J.D. Martinez and what he did in this park. It was almost kind of like he could write a clinic of how to play in Fenway. You go back to that 2018 season. Everything was just boom, da boom, da boom, da boom, da boom, da boom, or going over. And you had that protection. He's absolutely right. If I'm another squad and I'm like, okay, all we really have to do is be concerned with how do we get to Devers. Everything else is kind of a crapshoot for the team, and they're most likely, as he said, left-handed. 617-779-7937, text line 37937, KJ Red Sox Review. Red Sox lose the second in a row to the Diamondbacks. They lose today 4-1, trying to avoid the sweep tomorrow. They are now four games out of the wild card spot. Twins are in action against the Cardinals. Kansas City Royals against the Phillies. Twins are the ones that are now sitting in that third spot. Liam, in the car, thank you so much for calling Red Sox Review. Good Saturday to you, my man.
Hey, KJ. Yeah, I'm on my way back from the game. Unfortunately, I've gone to about 40 this year, and it seems like, every time we're coming off a road trip, I'm very excited going into Fenway. It's very disappointed, but let's be realistic. Did we expect anything else going into this Arizona series? And being realistic with how good Arizona's been, both offensively and defensively since the All-Star break, taking one from them seems to be pretty good. Where we will really run into problems and where the season might be over if we don't clobber Toronto next week. If we look compared to Kansas City right now, Kansas City has the second hardest schedule in baseball. I think we're 13th or something along those lines. So we have to win the games against teams that are not playoff teams. And we need to take a few from the teams that are to stay in this race and hopefully gain some ground. We want to hear your thoughts on that.
Hey, Liam, thanks for the call. Get home safe. Yeah, you should always still have hope because crazier things have happened in the history of baseball. I think because of the wild card, it gives you a better chance for those who have a certain age. Remember, oh my gosh, someone would win the West by 20 games. Like, why is there even a game being played in the AL West at all? The AL East, you almost never really had those type of seasons where someone just was so dominant and running away from a historical perspective. Probably the one that jumps out at me is either the 96 Yankees or the 84 Tigers, right? Those are just kind of runaway trains. But here's something that's kind of disturbing, and this is why I'm concerned about this last wild card spot, is the elimination number, right? So how many games combined between the division leader and this team before that team doesn't win the division? So let me first state that I am not here to say that the Red Sox have any chance to win the AL East, though crazier things have happened. The number is 26. For Baltimore, it's 32. So for those who are not really informed, let's say New York wins 20 games and Baltimore loses 12 games over these next 34 games, Baltimore won't win the division. The Red Sox are down to that number 26. So less has to be done for them to be eliminated from the division. But when you get to the AL Central, this is the scary part. The Royals, who are trailing Cleveland by a game, 34 to be eliminated, Minnesota 33 to be eliminated. So the way things see it, Boston has a quicker chance of being eliminated already from the AL East race while potentially watching this three-ring circus going on in the Central where pretty much whoever loses doesn't lose. Meaning like whoever wins the Central may win it by a half game or a full game, and the third place team may only be a game and a half out or two games out. So you might have, the way it is right now, Cleveland ahead by one, Minnesota behind by two. It could end that way, and because all of them are paying competitive ball, who's going to win the division may come down around with two games left in the season. But if that's the case, the Red Sox aren't going to potentially be on this run that's going to run them past Baltimore, and they're 6.5 behind Baltimore. So that's where my concern is we could talk about all these mix and matches and so forth and everything, but now we have to start considering what happens inside of your own division as you start getting eliminated out of your own, out of the East. So that's just the interesting part of the Central, is, you know, and the other thing is they have the benefit of, yes, the Red Sox do get the White Sox one more time. They get them another time. But when you had the Red Sox to feast on, I wouldn't even sleep on the Detroit series. Detroit is only three games under 500. And you're talking about a Red Sox team that is like eight games under 500 against teams over 500. But yet the Tigers have 40 wins against teams over 500. So they have more wins against teams over 500 than the Red Sox do. So that's why I'd say be very careful in terms of like, yeah, if we can handle Toronto and all these other things, you really need the AL Central to implode, but it'd be very hard to because they all get to feast off of bad competition with the White Sox in that division. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. This is Red Sox Review. I'm KJ Carson. We wrap it up next here on WEEI.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Red Sox Review on WEEI. Good afternoon to you. Well, good evening now. It's KJ. Red Sox lose 4-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's two in a row. The Red Sox have scored three runs in 2 days. Now, this is the team that I say, if there's an 8-6 game, you say, hey, there's an 8-6 game and the Red Sox are in. I'm like, Red Sox win that 8-6. Hey, it's a 2-0, it's a 2-1 game. What happened? Oh, man, the Red Sox bats went cold. And at least the pitching didn't completely, you know, unfurl. But some of that did happen today. Four walks in a row, bases loaded, walk in a run. And you just wonder, like, okay, tomorrow, like, I'm shocked to see this. But at ESPN Bet and on the bet lines, the Red Sox are favored. They're minus 150 bet. I'm like, did you see the bats in the first two games? Tanner Houck on the mound for the Red Sox, Merrill Kelly for the Diamondbacks. Merrill Kelly, 3-0, has pitched 30-something innings, like 35 innings, 27 Ks, 10 walks. So maybe there's some patience out there with this Red Sox team because that was what you saw in game one, in game one, where you're like, okay, you've got bases loaded and you, Ref Snyder goes after the first three pitches he sees. You say that cost you Friday night. Today, Connor Wong is just pretty much, I mean, we've seen some catching in Williamsport there, you know, like things going to the backstop should have stopped a long time ago. How come the body is not getting in front of? I mean, I know there's a new style, but guess what part of that style of catching is stopping past balls. You know, I don't think it's a wild pitch when a guy has a splitter and it's designed to go in the dirt and someone chase. You block that joint, you tag the guy out, or you throw it down to first to complete the play. I will give Connor Wong his props with the pickoff at first for a guy who was leading too much. But you almost feel like maybe Arizona did that because they see not as much discipline. And this is where I think some other veteran leadership will have to be in this clubhouse next year, not only on the mound, but also in this batting order to be able to make heady decisions. You know, this is not 2018, but that was also the conversation about when JD Martinez was here. You have a veteran in the lineup who's going to show up every day and just absolutely crush for you, and primarily as a DH for the most part. All right, 37937, what do you got on the text line, Nico, before we get out of here?
So we have a texter who says, I want the Red Sox to miss the playoffs this season because if they make it, I think they'll be embarrassed. Maybe John Henry sees the talent on this team and starts building starting pitching, a bullpen, and a right-handed power hitter in the outfield because Tyler O'Neill isn't the answer.
But here's the thing. Tyler O'Neill is a better answer than Adam Duvall was last year. I cannot sit here and say, oh, Tyler O'Neill's not the guy. I want to see the Red Sox at least get into the wild card because that's when you say anything could happen, at least in the wild card, right? Like, they win the wild card, cool, they get into a series, and if they, you know, they get two wins out of it, you get the energy of Fenway, that might be a reminder for the powers that be that says, okay, what can we do to get to that next phase? Now, we've seen that movie before in 21, right, where it's like, hey, they got to the playoffs, they get all the way to the ALCS. Should that have not been a precursor to do those things? A little of it was done, Schwarber, right? But again, I'm one of those people who are saying, I think Schwarber knew, especially once the DH rule went into effect for the entire league, he could go to the National League, go get more money, and have to play absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Where here, it's kind of like, hey, we need you to play first today. So I would like to see them make it to the playoffs. Why not? Do I think the chances are great? I think they continue to drop. I think going into Friday night's game, the Red Sox had a 40% chance. Going into today's game, it was 34%. I have to see what that percent is now, because to drop from 40 to 34 just because of losing one game, it makes me think that that number may go from 34% maybe down to 30.
Even that feels high at this point. Like, it just feels like every year for the past, you know, 3 out of the last 4 years, it's all been the same thing. They're in it, and then all of a sudden they fall apart. I give credit to this team. They fought a lot harder than I think teams in the past, but they don't have enough talent because they didn't do what they needed to do in the offseason with starting pitching.
Well, now here's the thing. If you do 30% at the plate, yeah, you're a Hall of Famer. But everything else, including your chances of getting something done, that's not great. It's not great. So while it's it's in the 30s now, that's not great. We're talking about maybe a 3 in 10 chance that they make it. We're not talking about stepping to the plate and you have a 3 in 10 chance of getting a base hit. So that's totally different. All right, again, Game 3. Red Sox avoiding the sweep tomorrow. Pre-game with Christian Arcan at 12:35. First pitch at 1:35. I'll be back for Red Sox review again tomorrow, hopefully with better news. Enjoy your Saturday night, and talk to you again tomorrow here on WEEI. See ya!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.